You may have heard the advertisements on our radio station for the Richard Gill School. Joining me to have a chat about it and talk about the latest news is Chris English. Chris, how are you this morning?
I'm well, thanks. How are you?
Very well, thank you, mate. Now, got some construction going on. What's happening?
Yeah, well, look, we've just kicked off on Monday. It's been a long year. We were hoping to start building way earlier in the year, but, you know, there's been a lot of hiccups. And, yeah, we're starting to knock down the internal parts of the old council administration building.
Right, okay.
So, yeah, 157 Maitland Street, it's all starting to come down and then we'll be rebuilt as a school and we'll start with three classrooms and a breakout space for the kids next year.
Now, for those who might not have heard about the Richard Gill School, what are you offering there?
An excellent primary education. You know, next year we're opening to kindergarten year one and year two, mm-hmm. and it's likely we'll have a composite class of students in that age group, mostly kindergarten.
Yep.
We've already got some year ones and we might have some year two, but essentially, you know, the most confusion I get from parents in the community is that we're strictly a music school. You have to be musical to attend, or you have to, you know, be planning on being a concert, you
pianist
know,
or something
yeah,
like that.
Pianist yeah. or instrumentalist to attend the school, but it's absolutely not the case. We're a standard primary school teaching all the same subjects as every other school in the state.
Yep.
We just believe that doing some music each day, especially in the early years of education, can really transform the learning and the engagement of children at school.
Why do you say that? Why do you believe that?
From a lot of research, and yep. it's all come from the vision that Richard Gill developed for the school. He was a really pioneering music educator and education advocate.
Yep.
And, yeah, a lot of research actually shows that musicality, so to speak, is kind of set in human beings by about the age of between 7 and 9 years old. So it's kind of, if you were going to school and you weren't doing maths ever, you know, you just simply would not be able to add and subtract like other children by the time you're 9 or 10 or 12 years old.
Yeah, right.
It's exactly the same with music. Most people grow up without any music exposure in the early years.
Other than listening to 2&M, of course.
Well, of course.
Yeah.
Yes, but then they go on to think that they're not musical, and it can be hard to recover down the track, but doing it daily, early, we're partnering with some universities and looking at doing some longitudinal studies of the children.
Yep.
And measuring their musicianship, but just by doing 30 minutes a day.
A lot of people would consider it a cliche that, you know, kids at the young age are a sponge. They soak everything up. But it is true. You would have experienced that.
Absolutely. Oh, they certainly do. And it's like the analogy I gave about not doing, you know, a certain activity for years and years.
Yep.
You just can't expect children to be good or capable at it if that's the case. So, yeah, we're going to try a bit more music at the Richard Gill School and just provide an excellent, independent, secular education at the school.
All right. If anybody would like to find out more information, what should they do?
So we have a family information session coming up this Wednesday, the 28th of October, running two sessions at 6 and 7 p.m., completely free of charge. We do need people to register if they'd like to attend to comply with COVID and things like that.
Yep.
And they can do that by jumping on our website, which is richardgillschool.org.au, mm-hmm. or giving us a call on 6543 1900, and that'll just be a great opportunity for anyone interested in the school to speak with me and just get the most up-to-date information and step foot on the premises.
Excellent work, Chris English. Thank you very much for dropping by.
Thank you very much.